Report, Young Adults Struggle for Independence as Costs Rise. By Catherine Hamilton on July 21, 2022. Roughly 25% of U.S. adults ages 25 to 34 lived in a multi-generational household in 2021, up from 9% in 1971, according to data analysis from Pew Research Center. Living in a multi-generational household is increasingly proving a respite from skyrocketing housing costs, various debts, and inflation, which continues to rise under the leadership of President Joe Biden and Democrats. Pew Research defines multi-generational living as living in a household that includes two or more adult generations. While the share of all adults living in a home that include two or more adult generations has increased, growth has occurred fastest among adults 25 to 34. In 1971, similar shares of adults across age groups lived in a multi-generational household. But by 2021, young adults were far more likely than older Americans to have this type of living arrangement, according to the report. The Pew Research Center analyzed U.S. adults between 25 to 34 living in multi-generational households by looking at data from the Annual Social and Economic Supplement, ASEC, of the Current Population Survey, CPS, which is conducted every year in March. The CPSSA is a month survey of roughly 70,000 households conducted by the U.S. Census Bureau and Bureau of Labor. Pew Research Center found that multi-generational living among 25 to 34-year-olds without a college degree tripled, whereas it doubled among those with at least a bachelor's degree. Those rates are markedly different from 1971, when multi-generational living among young adults did not vary according to years of education. The most common arrangement for young adults unable to live on their own is to live with their parents. Last year, 68% of 25-34-year-olds in multi-generational homes were living in the home of one or both parents. 15% lived in their own home with a parent or older relative, 14% lived in a home headed by a family member, and 3% with a partner or roommate. The share of young adults who live in a parent's home rose from 8% in 1971 to 17% in 2021, while the share in other multi-generational living arrangements rose from 1% to 8%, the report states. Adults in this age bracket and living situation were more financially secure living with two parents than one or no parents, Pew Research Center found. Increased financial stability of living with two parents could be the result of greater household income, a lesser likelihood of poverty, and a greater likelihood of young adults achieving higher education. On average, 25-34-year-olds contribute on average 22% of overall household income last year. This demographic contributed 20% when living with a parent, and 37% if the young adult or their spouse headed the household.